Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on India-US bilateral relations. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
Today we are discussing the ongoing visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the United States of America. Later in the day today, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral discussions with the US President Donald Trump, and both sides are expected to discuss a number of issues and take this relationship forward. Ambassador Sajjanhar, we have seen that in the last 10-15 years, especially under the Prime Ministership of Prime Minister Modi, the India-US relationship has really grown in strength, whether it is defense cooperation or it is strategic relationships. And this visit by Prime Minister Modi, which is during the second term of Donald Trump, is another step in that direction. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, while addressing a press conference, also highlighted the significance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the United States.
With regard to the relationship, this has been one of our strongest international partnerships in recent years, and Prime Minister's visit is in line with our steady engagement with the new administration following the election of President Trump in November 2024.
How do you one see this trip, and also there are small irritants that seem to be emerging with the coming of the second term of the US President Donald Trump. So how do you see this visit of Prime Minister Modi in the backdrop of all this?
Thank you very much, Simran, for having me on the show. Yes, you are very right. The relations between the two countries over the last 10-11 years that Prime Minister Modi has been in office have touched new heights. They were progressing and they were moving well before that also for some time. But I think the dynamism and the vibrancy of the bilateral partnership has been remarkably significant since Prime Minister Modi took over. You are very right that some of the areas of collaboration between the two countries are defense. It is the strategic partnership, having a common global view. Also in the area of technology, the two countries have over the last few years taken the relationship forward to unprecedented heights. But still, as it is said, the sky is the limit. And so the relationship can be expected to travel much more strongly and faster as a result of the visit of Prime Minister Modi. This is the visit by Prime Minister Modi is taking place just after 3 weeks of the inauguration of President Donald Trump on the 20th of January in his second term. So this in itself is an indicator of the importance that America attaches to this relationship. Because normally the first few visits by foreign leaders are reserved for allies and very close strategic partners like from NATO, from Europe and Japan and Israel and so on and so forth. But here we have seen that just after the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister of Japan and one or two other leaders, Prime Minister Modi has been invited. You also mentioned about some problems, difficulties in the bilateral partnership. I think if the bilateral partnership is so broad, so wide, so deep, there are bound to be some issues on which there are some differences of opinion. And tariffs and trade is one of those. Immigration is another. In fact, President Trump won the presidency on the back of his position on immigration and saying that he is going to evict all the illegal immigrants from the United States. So these are issues on which there is bound to be some discussion, some negotiation, but I'm quite confident that both the leaders will be able to come to an acceptable solution between the two countries on all these issues, which is mutually beneficial and mutually advantageous.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, as you pointed out that, you know, there are some issues, some points on which there seem to be a point of difference between India and the US, tariffs being one of them. And we have seen President Trump in his second term announcing tariffs, which has upset quite a few nations. We've also seen what concerns India specifically is the issue of H-1B visa, for instance. We have a lot of IT professionals who go from India availing the H-1B visa to work in the United States. and there might be a change in those visa regulations. We also saw the illegal immigrants being returned to India by the US, and the manner in which that was carried on was not appreciated by anyone in India. So we do see the points of differences, and as Prime Minister Modi sits down with President Trump later today and they discuss issues of mutual interest, I would like you to elaborate for our listeners as to how within a largely mutually beneficial relationship, how these issues will be sorted out. Well, it's a win-win situation for both countries.
Yes, that's a very important question and a very important issue between the two countries. So first, coming as far as the H-1B visas are concerned, this is a scheme to get in talent and skilled professionals into the United States. Now, this scheme has also been misused to some extent, but India is not against the reform of this scheme. We see that about 74% of the total H-1B visa holders are from India. All the other countries, whether it is China, Mexico, or others, Vietnam, they comprise the balance 26% all put together. So India is in a very commanding position there. The problem that we have is that at times it takes too long to get the visa, sometimes going as much as 400 days or even more than that. We need to bring this down because we have informed the US side that such delays for our students, for our professionals, for our entrepreneurs, for our businessmen, they do not serve the bilateral relationship well. So this is also an issue that will be discussed. The other issue is of the what is known as the birthright citizenship. This is a part of the US Constitution. Amendment 14 says that any person who is born in the United States is entitled to get the US citizenship. But this provision has also been misused, and people have tried to game this provision of the US Constitution. So what the President Trump has said is that summarily, totally, that this will be disallowed and this birthright citizenship, this facility, this provision will be withdrawn. But this, as I said, is a provision of the Constitution, and President Trump's move has invited a lot of response from different states. I understand about 22 states have spoken about out against it, and courts in those states have put a hold on the application of this particular provision by President Trump. The second issue that you raised, Simran, is of illegal migrants. And India has stated very clearly that it is not in favor of sending illegal migrants to any country, not to USA, not to any other country. And if it is proven beyond doubt that there is an individual who doesn't have the correct papers for staying in any country, and it is proven that he or she is an Indian national, then we will have no difficulty in accepting them. Because we see that there are people who go, who spend 40 lakhs, 50 lakhs of rupees and go there in illegal manner. So what we feel also is that strong action should be taken against such touts and such people who are hoodwinking and who are tricking these innocent people and telling them that they will send them to the United States or to some other such developed country. And they are cheating them of their hard-earned money or loans that they have taken. So action needs to be taken against them. But as far as these illegal migrants are concerned, we saw that after President Trump came to office, he sent a military plane with 104 such illegal migrants, and they were handcuffed and they were shackled. So that has angered the Indian people, the Indian population, who have said that they should be treated with dignity, even if they have to be sent back. And India has said that we are willing to receive them back. Their human rights should be respected and they should not be mistreated. So I'm sure this issue will also be taken up by Prime Minister Modi and his delegation when they are in Washington. And I do sincerely hope that a mutually acceptable solution will be found so that the interests of both sides are safeguarded and preserved.
Ambassador Sajjanar, if we move to the wider global conflicts that we see in the world today, most importantly, the Russia-Ukraine crisis. And we have seen yesterday only President Trump, he put out a message saying that he had a 90-minute conversation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. And we've also seen India playing an active role trying to mediate peace between Russia and Ukraine, because India is one of the few countries in the world today that can speak both to Russia and Ukraine. One, do you feel that globally, when the global situation is discussed between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump, one, I think we can be certain that this will come up. But do you feel that this also will have some kind of coming together of minds, that both India and the US will look to end this conflict in a matter which suits both of them and also which brings the conflict to an end, which makes this world a safer place?
Yes, you are very right, Simran. I think both the countries are, and both the leaders are, keenly interested that these conflicts should come to an end, Russia-Ukraine conflict and also the Israel-Gaza conflict. Because Prime Minister Modi, right at the beginning, you would recall in September 22, when he was talking to Putin, he had told him that this is not an era of war. And India has always been advocating the path of dialogue and diplomacy. And Prime Minister Modi has also said that a solution to no dispute or no problem can be found on the battlefield. So I think both the leaders are on the same page, and both of them will exchange views in terms of the initiatives that they have taken. President Trump has spoken to President Zelensky also, and the Treasury Secretary of the US is also traveling to Ukraine to have discussions with the leadership there. So I think both leaders are keen, because it will be beneficial not only to the two countries who are involved in the conflict. There is a fatigue that has set in, and the amount of death and destruction that has taken place, that is truly mind-boggling. And the impact of the negative impact, the adverse impact, whether it is on supply chain disruption or it is on energy prices or food or fertilizer prices, that has gone up and it has affected the interests of countries of the global south. And so both of them would be very keen that these wars should come to a very quick end. So I think we can see this discussion coming to an agreement on these geopolitical issues.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, in the end, very briefly, I wanted to ask you about the Quad. How do you look at the future of the Quad? Do you feel that President Trump is going to follow what we saw the former US President Joe Biden doing as far as the Quad is concerned? He thought it's a very significant grouping. Do you feel that we will see a continuation of this policy by President Trump, or do you think there's going to be a difference in the way President Trump approaches China?
I am reasonably confident, Simran, that President Trump is going to take this cooperation under the Quad platform umbrella to again newer heights. Let's face it, the revival of the Quad in 2017, it is a result of the initiative of President Trump. And what we have been able to see, that on the 20th of January, President Trump was inaugurated. He took over charge as the President of the United States. And on the 21st, within a day, we saw the first meeting of the foreign ministers of the Quad countries taking place. So I think the Trump 2.0 is going to lay a great deal of emphasis on Quad, on pushing back against China, on countering the aggressive stance of China. And so the cooperation between these four countries, it is for providing global public goods to countries of the Indo-Pacific. I'm sure that is going to further enhance, further deepen and further strengthen in the coming years.
And in the coming days, we will continue our discussions on the India-US relationship as we follow Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Washington, D.C. and the discussions he has there with the U.S. President. With these comments, we bring today's discussion to an end. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Simran.
You were listening to a discussion on India-US bilateral relations. The participants were Ashok Sajjanhar, former ambassador, and Simran Sodhi, journalist. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.